Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Dr. Jim Bachman. Yes, we are back. And we are going to discuss some subjects, material today that can improve your life. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. I'm a clinical nutritionist and natural health care practitioner. I've been doing this since 1976. Yes, it's hard to believe. All those passes around the sun have occurred rather rapidly. So my purpose, my reason for taking some time out of your day, my day, to share with you some of the knowledge that I have learned over the last 40 some years in practicing natural health care, reason being is to help you help yourself. Now, that being said, you have heard about probiotics. You have heard about prebiotics. And before you turn the channel, listen, there's another one called postbiotics. So we're going to make that simple for you to understand and help you understand the fact that you can control this yourself. Now, here's another very, very important fact. Very, very important, in my opinion. Now, maybe you, as a listener, don't have any reason to say that this is important, but my purpose today, my goal today, is to share with you information that may move the importance of a healthy gut up the ladder. Did you know, and you've probably heard a little bit of this, that 75% of your immune system is located in your digestive tract, in your gut? Yes. That being said, makes sense to me, and hopefully makes sense to you, particularly if you want to stay healthy. Now, that being said, now what I'm going to share with you today is science. The FDA has not checked it or approved it. We're not diagnosing, we're not treating, we're giving you scientific factual information. And that is our purpose today, and let me know if we achieve that. You can email me at askingdrjim@gmail.com, or Messenger, get me through Messenger. Be more than happy to answer your questions. So let's move on now, because we have about 13 minutes left, and I personally feel it's important because we can make some dramatic changes in your health. 70 to 75% of your immune system is located in your gut. Now, that being said, you know, we have a mass hysteria over the last 2 years, 21 and 22, about bugs in, you know, viruses and bacteria. So that is the major component that we're going to share with you today. Did you know if you sterilize your gut with antibiotics, you will suffer from a malnutrition? Reason being is we have bacteria in our digestive system. Good bacteria, bad bacteria. We have yeast in our digestive system. Good yeast and not so good yeast. We also have viruses in our digestive system. You know, it's estimated by the scientists that there are more bacteria, viruses, molds, and things of that nature in your gut than there are stars in the sky. Let me say that again. There are more bacteria, viruses, yeast, protozoa in your gut than there are stars in the sky. And the secret to this in maintaining your health is to keep a good balance. There's healthy bacteria, and then there's unhealthy bacteria. So the goal then is to keep that balance in the healthy range. Doesn't that make sense to you? And it's very simple, very, very simple. So my purpose today, my goal today, my impetus on being in your life today is to help you understand that. So let's begin. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. I'm a natural health care practitioner, and I just wanted to remind you of that. If you have a question, you can get me at askingdrjim@gmail.com, askingdrjim @gmail.com, or through Messenger. Be more than happy to answer your questions and supply you with some places to go to get some of the items we're going to talk about today. So how do bacteria in your gut influence your health? I don't know whether you knew this or not, and this was quite shocking to me when I started school many, 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 many years ago in science and in biology and chemistry and anatomy and physiology, that the only way that we digest our food is through bacterial action. Yeah, I hate to share that information with you, but that's absolutely true. If you don't have the bacteria that your body needs to process your meal that you just had, you have some problems. So there are some ways that you can improve that, what we call a microbiome. Microbiome is your gut, and it is full of healthy bacteria. And for you to be healthy, there is a balance. And that's very important. So we have prebiotics, which you are probably familiar with. You've heard the term. And prebiotics are the food that the probiotics, the bacteria in your gut, need to be healthy. And that's really, really important. Thank you, Mike. That was our local mailman. He was delivering the mail, so I just wanted to thank him. So we'll start again. Prebiotics. Prebiotics are the fiber that or the food that the probiotics need to fuel them, just like your car needs gasoline to fuel it, so they can do their job. And their job is to absorb nutrients, process nutrients in your gut. Yes, folks, that's what really allows you to digest your food. So that being said, anything that you do that destroys that balance of healthy bacteria can create problems. Let me give that a second there to sink in. So one of the reasons that you see a lot of the medical organizations saying don't use antibiotics and steroids and things of that nature indiscriminately, because it interferes with the healthy bacteria in your microbiome. Microbiome, scientific word to mean your gut. If you have too much sugar and white flour in your diet, it feeds the wrong bacteria, and then you get what is called a dysbiosis. A dysbiosis means that your gut isn't working properly, and as a result of it, you may have excess gas, or you may have BMs that aren't real consistent the way they should be, or you may have develop other problems. And I'm going to review some of those just so you have an understanding of it. So far, I've probably reviewed a couple terms. One is a prebiotic. Prebiotic is basically fiber. Two, probiotics, the healthy bacteria, and we have to keep that balance, the healthy bacteria and the unhealthy bacteria in balance to be able to absorb your food. And then we have another term we're going to introduce. It's called postbiotic. Remember, postbiotic, we have prebiotic, which is the fiber. We have probiotic, which is the healthy bacteria. And now we have another term called postbiotic. Postbiotic is just like the exhaust that comes out of your car. So the probiotic metabolizes or eats the prebiotic and gives off what is called probiotic or the waste material. And that material can be healthy as well as unhealthy. So it's an important fact to understand that the balance between all of that occurring allows your immune system to be healthy, because you're absorbing the food from what you or the nutrients from what you ate. So, whew, that is a lot for anyone to understand. However, let's boil it down to you. Here are some things that you can do. You've probably heard of fermented foods, yogurts and sauerkraut and fermented vegetables and ghee and all the other things that are out there available for you. Those are very, very important sources of both probiotics and prebiotics. We're coming up on the 4th of July. Sauerkraut is a very good source of a prebiotic. So you can see now there's a pattern starting to emerge, and that pattern is you are what you eat. So if you don't like your fruits and vegetables and things of that nature, and you eat fast food all the time, which is full of white flour, white sugar, and as a result of it, your microbiome becomes in a condition that we call dysbiosis, which means we have an imbalance between the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, the viruses that are in there, and all the other things, and that can produce problems. Let me give you a list of some of the things that can be produced if you have what is called a dysbiosis. Now remember, your immune system, most of your immune system is located in your gut or in the digestive system, and it is managed or supported with a healthy bacteria. So if the healthy bacteria are not in balance with the unhealthy bacteria, here are some complications that can develop from what is called dysbiosis. Dys meaning not in balance, dysbiosis. Allergy problems can develop. Aha. Anybody out there wondering why you might have allergies? Autoimmune diseases or inflammation of the bowel or different types of sugar management issues. It's even been suggested with science that some of the cancer risk are higher in people who have what is called dysbiosis. And even psychiatric imbalances or psychiatric disorders can be triggered by dysbiosis. So folks, you can see that it's very, very important to understand this concept. And it's very simple. You don't have to remember all those terms that we just reviewed. What I want you to remember is to include some of what we're talking about here in your diet. For example, garlic is a very important component in your diet. Put it in your foods that you cook. Well, I don't like garlic. Well, that could be true, but if it means the difference between having better health, does it make sense to try to include it? I think it might. Onions are another source of prebiotics. Leeks are another source of prebiotics. Pectin from fruits such as apple, as you know, pectin. You know, when you eat a green apple, it has a lot of pectin components in it, and that triggers elimination pretty quickly. So any of you that have ever shinnied up a tree, like I did when I was a kid, and we would eat the green apples and the cherries and those kind of things, the next day, if not sooner, there were some consequences. So that's all from pectins. Asparagus, you know, this time of year, asparagus is everywhere. So bananas, as you may know or may not know, it's the number one fruit eaten worldwide. So, folks, I hope I have shared with you some information, and if you don't want to add those foods, you can get supplements. If you're looking for sources of microbiome support, email me, askingdrjim@gmail.com, or get me through Messenger. I will be more than happy to supply you with some of the companies that I work with. And folks, you can't be too healthy, in my opinion. So happy 4th of July. Make this an independent day. Make this independent year by supporting your immune system with your diet. This is Dr. Jim.